tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, hundreds of Grindr users are suing the dating app in a mass data privacy lawsuit. What are the allegations? That's after a short break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Grindr was founded in 2009 to facilitate hookups for gay and bisexual men. Since then, it's expanded. It now calls itself the world's biggest dating app for gay, bi, trans and queer people. Today, it has about 13 million users around the world. And Grindr isn't just a tech company, it's a powerful brand. It even has a thriving YouTube channel where it markets its transparency, openness and inclusivity. But this week, the company has been in the headlines, accused of putting profits before privacy.
Over 670 Grindr users are suing the app for allegedly sharing private information without consent.
The claim alleges that sensitive personal information, including people's HIV status, was shared with third parties for commercial purposes, which would be a breach of UK data privacy laws. So, what are the details of the case?
So, a user on the app is asked usually to provide information in relation to their HIV status, their ethnicity, their sexual preference, whether or not they are on PrEP, which is a medication linked to HIV. And they provide this information to make the app a safe and easy place for people to meet.
This is Chaya Hanumanji.
I'm the partner and managing director at Austin Hayes, and we are the firm taking forward the Grindr claim on behalf of a number of claimants.
Chaya says people who share sensitive data with the app do so with the belief that it will only be shared with other users.
What Grindr has done is actually use that information and share that with third and fourth parties without getting our clients' consent, which is a very, very serious breach of the law.
The team at Austin Hayes found that the data was shared with third parties through covert tracking technology. But at this stage, it's not clear who the third parties receiving the data actually are.
We don't know what the reasons behind it would be. It could be for monetary reasons. It could be for commercial gains. But the point is that when those third parties got this information, they could have done a number of things, and we don't know where it ends. All we know is that our clients no longer had control over their data, which is a very, very worrying position to be in.
Chaya says it could be anyone from pharmaceutical companies to advertisers to future employers. And the effects of this are insidious.
The LGBTQ community and others on the app, I should say, because it's not just people who identify as LGBTQ who are on the app. There are people who are married in other types of relationships, and they use this app thinking this is a safe place for them to do, you know, whatever they choose to do in their private lives, and it's not for anyone else to judge that or know about that. It makes them feel very anxious that now that information would have been revealed to unlimited parties potentially because Grindr chose to not keep it within the boundaries of this app.
It was back in 2018 when it first emerged that Grindr had been sharing personal data.
Gay dating and hookup app Grindr was caught sharing HIV status along with GPS data and email information to third parties.
Those third parties, the companies Aptimize and Localytics, were tasked with optimizing user experience on Grindr by monitoring how people use the app. The news sparked an immediate backlash, and Grindr promised it would stop sharing its users' HIV status. In 2021, the company was also fined £5.5 million by Norwegian authorities for breaking GDPR rules after it shared user data with advertisers without their consent. And in 2022, the UK's data watchdog said Grindr failed to provide effective and transparent privacy information to its users. Chaya's lawsuit relates to the period before May 2018, although it alleges that the personal information was also shared as late as 2020.
We are still in the process of investigating. So at the moment, we know that prior to May 2018 and for a period between 2018 and 2020, they were definitely, they maintained that sort of business practice. But there are other periods that we're still investigating, and it's possible that it extends to further periods.
So how has Grindr responded to the latest allegations? We'll have more after the break.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
For some people, the fact that they're even on Grindr counts as sensitive information, because not everyone who uses the app will be comfortable with their sexuality being out in the open. And Grindr owes it to its users to keep that information private. Data like a person's HIV status is even more sensitive because it's medical information. The lawyer Chaya Hanumanji says that under the law, that makes this case even more serious. In response, Grindr said it would
respond vigorously to this claim, which appears to be based on a mischaracterisation of practices from more than 4 years ago.
It later updated that statement, adding,
Grindr has never shared user-reported health information for commercial purposes and has never monetized such information.
But Chaya isn't convinced.
It is quite disappointing that even at this point, when they have had all these regulatory findings against them and they know what they've done in the past, that they're not simply trying to reinstall faith in the app, because we are not trying to shut down the app. We realise and recognise that it's an important part of the community, and we want them to just do things in the right way. And that's why we're bringing this claim. So the sooner they realise that, you know, it's better for them to actually try and make sure that their users can use the app confidently and that they will compensate for their historic actions, then everyone can go on without fear of that happening again.
So far, Chaya says 750 people have joined the claim and more could follow suit. If the case is successful, those claimants could receive thousands of pounds in damages. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark, with additional production by Ada Barume. Tortoise.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.